Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Bayadachny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And in this session we are going to continue our training about Visual Studio Code and we are going to discuss integration with Git. Last time we told about snippets and we already know some interface features of Visual Studio Code, and it's time to integrate Visual Studio Code and Git. We already have even several files in our project, but if you open Git tab, you can see that I still don't have Git on my machine. So in order to install Git, you can follow this instruction. You can install Homebrew, or you can visit gitscm.com site, or probably the best way for Mac developers is executing a terminal window, and inside terminal window you can install Xcode command line developer tools. How to do it? I will simply execute a command line tool. I can use Visual Studio Code context menu in order to do it, and will simply type git. My Mac notified me that I still don't have any dev tools on my machine, and I can install it directly from here. So let's click install. I can agree. Continue on battery, it's okay. And I have to wait probably several seconds once my Mac will download and install all needed tools. So it's done. Click done, and now I can start using Git tool. So it works fine, and let's open Visual Studio Code, but Visual Studio Code still does not recognize that I have Git on my machine because I have to restart Visual Studio Code. So simply close Visual Studio Code and open it once again. Visual Studio Code by default will open our latest project folder, so I should not use file open command now. I can simply click Git tab, and now you can see that I have initialized Git repository button. So just click it, and Visual Studio Code will initialize Git for my working folder, and I can start using Git directly from Visual Studio Code. So how to do it? You can see that I have a menu item. I have the most important command, probably commit. I can provide some commands for my commit. Of course, I still have local Git. In the next session, we'll discuss how to at remote Git repositories, how we can use providers like GitHub or Visual Studio Team Service, but in our case, we are using just local Git, at least in this module. So let's commit our changes. Let's make init commit. Let's do it, and it's done. I can open Explorer. I can edit, for example, not needed code from my HTML file, and can open GitHub once again, so you can see that I have some changes there. And once you click this file, you can even compare changes. So it's very easy. Of course, by default, you can compare just current and the previous version of your file. But a little bit later, I will show how to use a special extension in order to compare any version. If you execute invoke context menu, you can see that I can put my changes on the stage, and even I can clean all changes, etc. So I'm not going to use these menu items now, but probably one more important menu item is show git output command. Using git output command, and I can see possible errors, and I can see all output from Git. So you can see that I have a problem with remote Git repository because I still don't use any remote Git repository, and so on. So let's commit the second change to my Git repository, and you can see that now I'm working with master branch. So in general, Visual Studio Code allows you to create several branches, and you can simply click master in order to execute some git commands. You can use git checkout command, or you can use git branch command. So let's simply delete checkout, and you can see that I can select between checkout and branch command. Branch command allows me to create or simply switch my current branch to another one. In case of checkout, I can create a new branch or switch to another branch and can check out files before I will finish this operation. So not too many operations in Visual Studio Code interface, but if you want to see more features, you can install some extensions. So by default, just if you're talking about local Git repository, by default we can show Git output, we can commit our changes, and we can use several branches. And of course we can compare current version of our file and the previous version of our file. So let's try to understand how we can use more features with Git. I would recommend to open Extensions tab, and on Extensions web page I can type something like Git, for example. And you can see that there are lots of different extensions for Visual Studio Code. I would recommend to select probably the most popular extension. In this case, we can select Git History extension for Visual Studio Code. And this extension allows us to get file history using any selected versions that we have in Git repository, and even get history for a particular line of code. So let's install this extension. I can click this button, or I can execute command palette window and type install extension, and I have to provide extension name. So Git history, you can see number of downloads, you can see name, description of the extension, and let's click download this extension. So Visual Studio will spend couple seconds in order to download and install it, and once we install this extension, we have to restart Visual Studio Code, of course. So done, and Visual Studio Code will notify us about a new extension. We have to click restart now. So it's done, and I can start using my extension. How to do it? I can simply open Explorer, I can simply select any file, I can simply select any line there, etc. And after that, I can execute this extension using command palette window as well. So let's invoke command palette, and let's start typing something like Git history. You can see that I have two more commands in my list, view file history and view line history. Let's select view file history. So you can see that I can select a version for my file. In my case, I have two versions in my Git repository. So let's select init, for example. And I can select additional commands. So I can see change log for my file, information about developers who made this commit. I can see file content, or I can compare this file against any other file in my repository. So let's see changes. So you can see that in the first version I had this line, but in the current version I don't have this line of code. So it's really easy to use, and if you want, you can invoke other commands. So you can see that Visual Studio Code has really great integration with Git, but if you want to extend a number of features, you can find some additional extensions in the marketplace. So it's not very hard to install and use these extensions.